It is an immense joy to hold the pen and draw life in all her possible ways. She sways about us visibly, swerving in mirths and convulsing in dearths. I prefer to portray her both as she is and as she should be. I've kept blundering through pensive wintry shades or thick nocturnal thoughts to noisily strike a fair bargain with blossoms to pop up in few lights, brilliant with wills, shopping promises to witness life's rewards, the certificated recognitions among passionate bows to spread their order and absorb dreary dullness around. How wonderful to sail through the ways you know and those you don't to discover. I bear to recover yet uncovered in mistaken ways. It's thrilling to drink olden liquor in a modern beaker to recommend mistakes to be mended. It's nice of you to lay dreams bare to the bosom of the sky and climb down to sleep in humble huts. Why not rising in light and dozing in nightly delight? That's all I hang about. I seek misery and go fishing about the deeps for mighty moments. We deserve deep desires and dreams. We swallow woes and wheels equally well in turn. We earn holy urns to run melancholic and shed thoughtful tears that have once been walking the same lanes. I am marked with golden footmarks to identify we are born of. Dear readers and listeners, I want you to ever be visitors to me while I am more and also while I am no more. I will ever receive you all as body does breaths. Among you, I wish to last through generations to come. Thanks a lot.